news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Stevie Ray, what's up, man?
It's all good, baby.
All right.
I am so sorry.
No problem. How do I sound?
I sound like I'm echoing, but you sound really good.
Okay. You sound clear to me.
It's all good, then.
Yep, it is all good. Real quick, I saw your topic, by the way. If you're going to get into that, too. Yes.
We have to get a little bit into that. I've been thinking about that lately.
Okay. We'll definitely get into that. 619, Big Tone, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How's it going?
Chilling. All right. First things first. Big Khali gets released by WWE.
I guess we aren't going to India anytime soon.
I guess the Punjabi Playboy thing, I got to go.
And that joke has got to go.
Quickly.
Oh, yeah. He's on the alumni page now, I think.
Yeah, they did it, what, Friday night?
Yeah.
Either Thursday night or Friday morning sometime. And as soon as they did, he went straight to alumni.
He is a former champion.
He is.
True. The word is that Cesaro and, well, Fandango, we ain't seen his crony, but anyway. They said Fandango and Cesaro's probably next on the block.
Wow.
That's ridiculous to get rid of Cesaro.
I believe
Fandango. See, that's what they're saying. They're saying he's on the hot seat for something like that, but I doubt they're going to get rid of him because he is one of the main characters and one of the main storylines right now, so I don't see that happening. Fandango, we ain't seen him in what, 3-4 months?
Three, 4 months. Cares about him. Hadn't heard his name and...
No nothing.
Don't hear, don't see. We don't give a damn.
I believe Fandango. I believe he'll be gone. But I don't know about Cesaro. Swatch, what's up, man?
What's going on, William?
All right, real quick. As I stated at the top of the show, hopefully we get this feed reset. As I stated at the top of the show, top 50 female wrestlers list came out. I'm sort of, kind of, not liking it.
Why is that she was number one?
Your girl is on there, though.
Yeah, she's at number
two. She's number one.
She's number 23.
Paige, what kind of bullshit is that?
Paige ain't my girl. That's Rage's girl. We can defend that later. But the thing that kills me, Naomi is a 39. Cameron.
She is busting her ass. She's trying.
But Cameron is at number 17. What the hell?
Cameron?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
I'm not lying.
17.
Not lying.
Cameron. They need
Who
to switch numbers.
PWI?
PWI.
I thought so.
Real quick. Number one, Paige. Number two, AJ Lee. Number three, Gail Kim. Number four, Cheerleader Melissa. No problem with that.
No problem with that at all.
With this, though.
No.
Number six, Angelina Love. Number seven, Eva Lise. Shawn World Champion. No big deal. Number nine, Courtney Rush. Number eight, Courtney Rush. Number nine, Natalya. Number 10, Charlotte. Number 11.
Wait. Time out. What is Natalya doing on there? She ain't wrestled in what? How long?
She does enough SmackDown, I guess, to get on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
I think the reason why Paige is number one on this list is because she has so much potential, she has so much talent, and she has so much to show in the next coming
pale skin
career.
Okay, who's talking bullshit now? Because Paige, until she actually gets out there and wrestles AJ Lee in a good match, I'm trying to hear that bullshit.
I put AJ first. At 22 years old now, she's already a two-time world champion in her
because group. They had nobody else. AJ Lee was gone. Who else were they going to put it on? Come on now.
Exactly.
Think about it.
Exactly.
Naomi?
And Naomi was hurt. So you couldn't have done that either.
Summer Rae?
No.
I would put on Summer Rae.
No.
Why?
She could barely valet.
Summer Rae can go in the ring because I saw a good amount of NXT Divas matches and she's like the total character.
I don't know what you're looking at. No clue. Number 11, Madison Rayne. Number 12, friend of the show, friend of the podcast, Barbie Hayton. Number 13, Jessica Havoc. Number 14, Saraya Knight. Number
why 13, is Jessica Havoc number 14 instead of being up in the top 10?
She should be.
She should be the, at least. She should be at least Natalya's spot. I'll put her at number 9.
Yeah. You can make a case for her being in number 8. You can make a case. Number 15 is Brittany, TNA former indie star. Number 16, Brie Bella. Let's see how you come up with that.
Oh, come on now.
Number 17, Cameron. See, all this is political bullshit. Number 18, Casey Carlisle. I've seen her
what
a few
times. What the hell? I'm still not doing the Cameron thing. What the hell is she doing even on the list?
I like her look.
And how she get past Naomi?
I don't know. I like her look, though. That's about it. Nothing else.
I mean, I can make a case for Naomi up front because of her look.
Right.
But her skill set.
Right.
Is better than Cameron's.
Like I say, I don't get it. I don't understand. Maybe it's the hookup. I don't know.
Maybe it has to do with how strong the character is.
What, and Naomi is just fucking weak?
Because she's not a character. And Cameron is a character.
Right.
Oh, God.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. My server says we are broadcasting. So you can... There we go. We are now broadcasting live. Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Uh-oh. Miss Destiny is in the chat.
As herself?
Yep.
Because as we all know, Rage ain't on top. I mean, Rage is running. We all know why Rage running.
Rage has a job. Rage has a job now. So that's why
doing
he's
what?
Late tonight.
Being a clown?
Yeah. Oh man, I want to say thanks to you, Stevie Ray, being my co-host tonight.
Hey, Tom, of course,
Big Tom.
I'd be there for you whenever you need me, baby.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
You know we go back like babies and pacifiers.
Yep, Big Tom. I'm gonna get you next time, my man.
No, it's all good, man. Don't trip.
Definitely.
Whenever you need me, I'm here.
Thank you, my friend. Real quick, let me go over the rest of this list. I'll be reminiscing, but I don't. Casey Carlisle, number is 18. I got a problem with her being at 18. She should be higher. Barbie Hayton beat her for the NWA Women's Championship. So, I don't know. I don't get it. Bayley, number 19. Mia Yim, and number 20. Kelly Skater, 21. Mercedes Martinez, 22. She ain't done nothing. Number 23, my girl Athena. 24, Nikki Bella. Nikki and Brie should switch spots. Brie can't wrestle for nothing. Neither can Nikki, but at least Nikki got the bigger titties. Number 25.
Oh, God.
Alicia Fox. Number 26, Cherry Bomb. 27, a young up and comer, Sue Young, ACW Joshi champion. 28, Kimberly. 29, Emma. How's it? Emma's doing with the company. After her shoplifting thing some time ago. I thought she would have been gone by now. Number 30, Nicole Matthews, new Shimmer World Champion. And I will stop at number 31, a girl who I gave hell to, Leva Bates. She's gotten a lot better, so she deserves a spot. Give her that. All right. What did you guys think of the shows this week?
Good, I think that Raw was not so good. I think that, you know, they just put it on a generic Raw episode. They go all the way overseas to entertain all the people. And they supposed to be putting on, like, a good pay-per-view quality show, because all these people don't get the WWE over there to, you know, to tour all over Europe, and for them to put on a generic show the way they did, it was a disappointment.
What do you guys think?
I think that some things need to happen. And I'm not talking about just Luke Harper beating the shit out of Dolph Ziggler. Because he's a player. And I don't see how that has to do with anything.
Right. I'm going to tell you this, though. I don't see how in the world Team Authority doesn't win. I don't see it. How can that
I don't see it either. Unless Ryback turns on him.
Yeah.
But that they had it evolve Monday night, it looks like after he cleared the room, he cleared the ring, that he looked at Cena like, okay, I'm down now. So right. What's the problem?
See, the thing that gets
me. That's what we're trying to figure out.
The thing that gets me, Team Cena, bunch of old guys. It's like you destroyed your bill for Team Authority if they lose. I can't see them losing at Survivor Series. I can see more of them losing at a WrestleMania.
Nah, I'm put it like this. With Vince coming back showing his face like he did, it's the possibility that the power struggle storyline is going to go full until WrestleMania.
Right.
Right now, I don't see it. I don't see them losing just yet.
It's got to be like a WrestleMania type deal for Team Authority to lose.
I think that's what they're setting up for.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It's got to be.
Because Vince wouldn't come from the ivory tower just to say hi and do nothing.
Nope. Exactly. Anybody, I'm going to ask a question, and I don't want to get scolded for it. Anybody watch Impact this week?
Yep.
Stevie Ray?
Don't even ask me. I only got network TV right now.
How about you, Big Tone? You watch Impact?
Please. I stopped watching Impact months ago.
What do I look like? Rage?
Oh.
I mean, come on. Me and him might be somewhere near the same size, but I don't look like rage.
No. The only thing.
At least Stevie Ray don't have Tourette's like rage.
Oh, that's what's getting down on you. The only thing that happened to me that was memorable, we have a new tag team champions in TNA. Abyss and James Storm are your new champions. What kind of team is that?
Oh, yeah.
I thought James Storm was a TNA champion.
Nope.
Interesting.
The TNA champion is Bobby Roode.
Yep.
Oh, Bobby Roode.
Right, Bobby Roode.
His tag team, his old tag team partner.
Right.
Okay.
And James Storm is a tag team champion.
Again, for what, the 12th, 13th time?
Yep.
But this is what, his fourth different partner?
Oh, his third. Could be fourth.
Well, I just cannot believe how TNA is just milking out the same four tag teams for the last year. I mean, if it ain't the Hardy Boys, it's the Dudley Boys. If it ain't the Dudley Boys, it's the Wolves. And if it ain't the Wolves, it's the Bromans.
Right. I hate the Bromans. I hate them.
And they need to really mix it up. They need to bring in a fresh new tag team so that it would be more interesting to watch to see somebody getting a push. But, you know, this is how they want to milk a tag team division.
Right. The one thing that made me upset, well, the one thing actually that's going to hurt Impact, EC3, he's out with a torn bicep and he's going to need surgery. No ETA on his return. So that's going to kind of hurt them a little bit. Could you make a case for Impact having a better roster than WWE right now? You make a case?
Well,
you
get what you pay for. Okay.
Go ahead, Stevie Ray.
Personally, to me, you could make a case that they have a better roster, but you got to think about it. Most of their roster is WWE's throwaways or giveaways. Like I said before, how do we know that all these people aren't spies?
See what's going on, huh?
Real quick, these people could be spies telling Vince McMahon, hey, this is what's going down at the last phone booths. Hey, getting on those phone booth lines telling Vince, hey, this is what TNA is up to.
Right.
I'm fucking around here just to get some papers along with that paper you give me, and I'm just milking them for some extra cash. Some milk money.
Right.
Yeah, Brutus Clay is the mole.
Brutus Clay, Dudley Boys, the Hardys, all them little kids like that.
Ain't no telling. Brutus could be the mole. He could be.
Yep.
Ezekiel. Bobby Lashley could be a mole.
Yeah.
And MVP could be a mole.
Never know. Never know. Man, it's crazy. Hulk Hogan said something that kind of concerned me. He called Steve Austin a coward, and he would love to open up a can of whip ass on him. Hogan, don't Hogan just need to sit down? Don't he just need to sit down and be done with it?
When have we been proven wrong when we say that Hogan needs to sit down somewhere? Sit down and shut the fuck up.
Well, you know, if Hollywood Tony Siegel didn't hear you say that, he's going to get upset. But I have to agree. Hollywood Hogan does need to sit down and shut up and know his role. And if he's going to try to make a comeback, go to the gym and shut up.
There you go.
Just don't say nothing. Just do it. But nobody still want to see it, even though he's that old, had two back surgeries. Knees and hips have been redone. Don't nobody want to see him in the ring.
He's had more than two back surgeries. He's had nine.
Nine back surgeries?
Nine back surgeries. Nine.
Right now, that Hulk Hogan's spine is like a stack of dimes.
I have to agree with you on that one.
Yep.
Hulk Hogan's spine is like a stack of dimes, and if he ever gets body slammed on his back, he'll never walk again.
Let's put it like this. His back is worse than Ric Flair's.
Oh.
After the back surgery.
Oh, that's saying something.
That's after the wreck.
Yep.
The airplane.
The airplane crash he was in. Yeah.
We all know how Ric Flair lands on his back nowadays.
Oh yeah.
Luckily, I'm able to say that I watched Hulk Hogan wrestle his last ever match. Hopefully, I'll be the lucky person that could ever say that. Because the last time he wrestled was 3 years ago at TNA's Bound for Glory when he wrestled Sting. And that was his last ever match. He never wrestled ever again.
Don't need to. He needs to just keep doing what he's doing. Be a hype man. Roman Reigns is being advertised for some mid-December return. His feud, rumored, is going to be Rusev. You guys want to see that?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see that.
I hate Rusev. I hate him. And that means he's doing his job. I can't stand him. Hate him.
Good, he loves to be hated.
Yeah. You stay hated. I can't stand the man. I thought that match on Raw on Monday night against Sheamus, everything was good. Everything was looking good. Everything was straight until the end.
Let me ask you something, William.
Sure.
That US title match, was that the most disappointing match that you ever seen? Between two good people going at it, the way the whole match was.
I thought Rusev and Sheamus, they did an okay job. It was at the end that was the issue with me. The end sucked.
Well, that just dropped the whole bottom out of the match after that, the ending.
Yeah.
But the match itself, it was like, okay, we're just buying time. Let's wrestle a good 10 minutes and the two numbskulls come in and interfere at the end, and that's it. And this is supposed to be two good people just going at each other, and it was like two jobbers wrestling.
I don't know if you can call Sheamus a jobber. I don't know if you can call him that, but it is what it is. Uh-oh.
Like when they had the championship match after Raw, that was one of the best matches of the year with Rusev and Sheamus.
Surfer, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I don't even see.
Huh?
I can't hear you on the feed.
I reset my server like two times already, and AA did it once.
It says you're on, but I don't hear anything.
Try to refresh your page.
I did.
Try that.
I did that.
I don't know. Everybody else said they can hear me.
Came on for a second and that was it.
I don't know. I'm not doing anything wrong. Let's move along. Old wrestlers always got something to say. Bret Hart came out with something. Said that one of his best opponents of all time was a Dynamite Kid?
What? Well, no, when he was up in Calgary, probably.
I respect
that. Or when he was something else back in the day.
Right.
Yep. True. You can't give that. You can't take that away from him. But is he talking about up in Calgary, or is he talking about as part of the Bulldogs Richard Stephen Hart Foundation?
He was talking about, he was being interviewed. He was talking about a singles match with the Dynamite Kid. Not a tag match.
Yeah, he was talking about up in Calgary. That must have been, because that's the only time I've seen him, those two, Bret Hart and Dynamite Kid, go at it. He's never gone to, listing has never gone to Japan.
I thought he might say somebody like Davey Boy, maybe. I wasn't expecting a Dynamite Kid. Wasn't expecting that. Another old wrestler. Well, I can't call him an old. Santino Marella says he still wants to make a comeback. You guys miss Santino at all?
No, not down whatsoever.
Nope.
You don't miss him at all. Dang. All right. Since we're on the
head. Well, the Glamazon says she might make a comeback after the baby gets a little older.
She did an interview with WWE. And
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did
that. That's the one I'm talking about. Okay. No, she did one, I think, with a, I think it was PWI or something. She said, well, yeah, she's giving her advice on the Divas, telling them to keep their intensity up and speak up for themselves. And they asked her, is it possible you come back? He's like, anything's possible. Let my baby get a little older. You never know.
Right. Let's see. Let's do a reset. You got Big Tone. You got Stevie Ray. We got Swat. We got Surfer. Surfer, how you been doing, my friend? Surfer?
Doing okay.
Okay. Still can't hear anything on the feed?
No.
Hold on a second. Let's try it out. See what we get. I reset it again, so we'll see. In the Hills of Survivor Series, I want to go over my top 10 teams for Survivor Series. You guys remember the Warriors from 1990? Ultimate Warrior, Hulk, Animal, and the Texas Tornado? You guys remember them?
A little bit.
Which one?
The team from 1990, the Warriors. Ultimate Warrior, Hulk, Animal, and the Texas Tornado. Kevin Von Erich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Von Erich.
Yeah.
That was all right.
Which Survivor Series was that?
1990. That was a good team to me. One of the best, but it was one of the better teams. 2004, Team Guerrero, Eddie Guerrero, Big Show, RVD, John Cena. Hogan's team back in 87, Hogan, Morocco, Orndorff, Bigelow, Ken Patera. I never was a big Ken Patera fan at all.
Nah.
Team DX back in 2006. Triple H, Michaels, CM Punk, and the Hardy Boys.
CM Punk, well, it's not CM Punk, but yeah. No, I thought John Cena was on that team too.
What about the Team Hogan with Hulk Hogan, Big Boss Man, and Demolition?
That was 88.
Yeah, that was 88.
Yeah, and it got my honorable mention. Team Bischoff, Jericho, Christian, Orton, Scott Steiner, Mark Henry, Randy Savage team from 87, Savage, Steamboat, Jake Roberts, Jim Duggan, Brutus Beefcake.
This is probably the first time in a long time at the top of the card is in the Survivor Series as opposed to
Nick Carter's. Yeah. That's a good point. Team SmackDown back in 2005, Batista, Mysterio, JBL, Lashley and Orton. Team Alliance, 2001. Shane McMahon, RVD, Kurt Angle, Booker T, Stone Cold, Steve Austin. Booker T was in a lot of these good teams. He was in a ton of.
Yeah, he was.
Back in 2003, Team Austin, Michaels, RVD, Booker T, and the Dudley Boys. And my number one, just because I had a lot of Hall of Famers on me. The Rock, Team WWF, 2001. The Rock, Jericho, Kane, Taker, and Big Show. Back in 2001. A lot of Hall of Famers on that list.
Yeah, because I was just about to ask what team was Rock on in which Survivor Series, too.
2001, I thought was the best. He did one. I wonder what. What was his best? I know his best moment was back in 98. That's when he became the corporate champion.
Oh, for Deadly Game.
Back in 98. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the tournament. The right. Deadly Game tournament.
Right. That's when he became the corporate champion. Back at that point.
I think that. Honestly, I think that was the best Survivor Series. The Deadly Game tournament. That was the best one.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
I think the best one was back in 2006, where it was the last ever real traditional style pay-per-view of it, because they had a lot of teams formed and everything, and I think that was the best one, like, recently. Right. All the rest of them absolutely sucked because it did not go with that traditional teams, format.
I got you. Now I refresh my page. Oh, Jesus. Luke Harper, what impact is he going to have at Survivor Series? Any at all?
None. Well, no. It's possible that since he attacked Dolph Ziggler back in the back, and he came up and said, I'm a team player, and everybody knows his mean streak, we're going to see what he can do by himself. Will he make an impact? Maybe. Will it be significant for him to get a title run at the U.S. At the Intercontinental title? I see that happening. I see him getting that TLC or something close.
So you see, you guys see him as somebody who could win a championship before Bray.
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Because right now, the way they've got Bray going, we don't know what they're going to do with him. He's going to be a face. He's going to be a heel. What's he going to do?
That's true.
If they settle him down and actually tell Bray, hold on a minute.
Okay.
That was my wife. No, if they finally sit down and figure out what they're going to do with Bray Wyatt, are they going to make him a face, or they're going to make him a heel, and right. Try not to do duplicating like they did under Memphis. Figure out what he's going to do then. Until then, we don't know. Yeah, they probably, one of the boys, either Eric Rowan or Luke Harper, might get a major championship before Bray Wyatt.
Let me ask you guys about Alberto Del Rio. He recently worked out a deal with WWE. He can come, he can wrestle. Don't have to worry about any penalties or anything with the deal he worked out. But who needs who more? With the current state of WWE, the WWE need him more than Alberto Del Rio needs them?
I don't think it's a question of one needs the other. It's just the way it is right now.
Well, the way things have been going down in Mexico, I don't think neither one of them need either one of them. Because Alberto Del Rio, he's going to be a big, big star down in Mexico with his championships that he won already. And he's going to definitely, you know, reign supreme down in Mexico.
Right.
So he has nothing, you know, other than losing a lot of money that was being paid them by the WWE. Other than that, he has nothing to worry about.
His paychecks are going to be small, but he says he's happier.
Yeah, that's what he is, happier. And from what the man everybody loves to hate, from here, from the 619 himself, I hate that he is from here. Not Baby Ray, but the other clown. And he does work for Triple H down there, and he's going to end up being on Lucha Underground very long, before long. Conan's sorry ass. Fucking Buster. I hate to say he's from my city, but he is. Punk ass.
Oh my gosh. The WWE titles, are they devaluing the titles with the way they're booking their pay-per-views, the poor booking of the pay-per-views at all? Who's this?
I don't know. What do you mean? Well, they're booking, the way the booking seems to me right now is with Brock sitting on the sidelines chilling right now. They're not bringing up the IC title like they're supposed to.
Right.
And the U.S. title just went to Rusev. If they do it right and they run the right program with that,
right,
it'll be perfect. It'll be perfect. But they have to do the IC title the same way. Given that the Rusev, the way they did, and everybody chasing with all the controversy going on right now with Rusev, well, that's perfect. They did that smartly. But they need to do the IC title the same way.
Yeah.
Even though it's Dolph, but they got to put him in. They got to put him in a program that's going to make sense and it's going to be good and stretch it out for a long period of time and make it good, and still have him and still make the IC title the number one contender for the world heavyweight title. That's just me. That's how I book it.
So who do you want for him to go against? Brock Lesnar?
No, I'm not saying that I want Dolph to go against Brock, because that's a slaughter. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying the IC title should still be the number one contender for the World Heavyweight title. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'd put Dolph Ziggler in the ring with Brock Lesnar. That's not content. None.
Right.
I'm just saying, if you look at it back in the day, who was the number one contender for Hogan's title? The IC belt, right? Mm-hmm. That would make sense now. But put an asterisk by that, with Rusev being the U.S. title holder.
Right.
How would that be? Make the U.S. title the number one contender, with Rusev as big and strong as he is, two MMA fighters go back at it. How would that run? Mm. Would anybody pay to see that?
Right. Good point. Surfer, I got a question for you, Surfer.
Okay.
Team Cena, do they stand a chance?
Yeah, it looks like the authority's coming to an end.
You really think that?
It's been a year and a half now. It's time for them to change it up. It's not that, you know, now it's time for, I guess, some faces to run the company.
I say shenanigans.
Well, like, just in case Team Cena does win it, who's going to be running the WWE like a general manager?
Vince is going to step in, but they're not going to do it now. They're going to do it down the line. That wouldn't make sense to do it now. Think about it. If they kept the authority, if they keep this authority thing going, and they do it the right way, like right now, having Vince pop in and out, you stretch that out to Mania, and you set up the right Mania match for the authority and Vince to go back and forth. Now, if you remember the vignette that Stephanie and Triple H had Monday night, if you read between the lines, you can see Vince is throwing doubt in both of their minds of who can run it better.
Right. So true. Let's go back here.
Also,
for some of us,
I was very disappointed that they put Rusev back on television after he won the U.S. title, and they did not, like, change the belt for him. Like, he could walk around with, like, a Russian Federation championship.
He walked around with a Russian Federation belt, and he's the United States champion.
Yeah, but they could have, like, back to Russia, gave the belt to Putin, and Putin did not like the belt. He spat on the belt. He says, I do not want you to wear these colors.
Unless they decided to do just like they did with when Lance Storm was the Canadian champion, when he had the U.S. title, and he was put the Canadian heavyweight champion. Or the light heavyweight champion when he had the TV champion when he was in WCW, do something like that, take over it, maybe. But no, Vince will never let that happen. Somebody say, well, he can't use his belt, spit on it, what's the U.S.? He's crazy as hell.
So you really think he took it back to Putin, huh?
Yeah, I chose rabbit ass mine.
well, that's the whole storyline. That the line that says, "Oh, we're going to be bringing the belt back to Russia and Putin and everything."
So if they actually went on with that, you actually think the fallout from that would be positive for that? Are you stupid?
I mean, it was okay for John Cena to have a spinner U.S. title belt for him, but no, you wouldn't have a special belt for Rusev.
It's still the U.S. belt. It's not a Russian belt.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, but he's a monster super heel. You want to have him hate it and hate it and hate it. That really will
be so Nikita. So was Nikita when he had the U.S. title. And what did they do? They kept the belt the same.
Same way.
It's the same old. They kept the belt the same. They never changed it.
Nope.
And when the Russians, when Khrushchev and Uncle Ivan had the world titles, the world tag team titles, they didn't change them.
Right.
If you think about it, you look at it. All the Russians, they never changed it, especially when Nikita had the U.S. title. When him and Magnum TA were going at it, they never changed the belt.
Yeah, but they never, had an error, like, people having custom-made title belts. You know, that was way back then. And, you know, like that, the Stone Cold belt.
So,
you know, that,
spend the money to...
To create a brand-new championship title for a, what, six-month to a year run with that certain belt. You know, that's what happened with Cena with the spinner belt.
No, but other people won that belt. They kept the spinner belt.
Yeah, but not for the U.S. title one. As soon as he lost it, put it right back to
it. They didn't get rid of the spinner belt when he lost it right away.
No, they kept the spinner belt for about 6 months after he lost the U.S. title, before they made this one.
Well, I think that Rusev should have a special custom-made belt for him.
It just says Russian champion. Even though he's not a Russian champion.
Thank you.
Well, he says it's from Russia. Lana's saying she's from
Russia. The man is from Orlando, Florida. Come on now, be fucking smart.
Well, you know, I know everybody's from Florida.
So this is real. They really going to take it back to Putin, huh?
They have to make the storyline big.
So the storyline, just because she said it, that's what's going to actually happen, huh?
Well, you have to do something with him.
They did. They gave him the belt.
And he's running with it, and it's real good. If they keep it up like this, it'll be perfect.
Unbeatable, okay? So he gets to win, and the flag drops down. They get to tell everybody that they're better than Americans. That's as far as it goes.
I just feel that he deserves a more bigger, profile.
Bigger profile?
You know, just like when Cena had the U.S. spinner belt, they made him a bigger profile because he had the special belt around his waist.
Because he came up with it himself. That's why.
Well, how come Lon and Rusev can't come out?
Because it's not going to be in a Russian belt. That's why.
Exactly.
I mean, wouldn't that get so much hate? Who the hell are these?
You want them to make a new belt so you can buy it and put it on your wall?
Like, who the hell are these two Russians to
invade
America and get rid of U.S. purple belt and have their own special Russian, like, Federation championship.
And that's so you can buy it and hang it on your wall or walk around with it on your waist. I mean, why are you so hung up on them having a new belt?
Because it would fit his character better.
It would fit his
character. Okay, Big Rage, you're not making any sense now. You have to understand, he's Russian. Okay, they're going to keep that United States belt the same way.
Right.
The reason why he's so hated right now, because he is the U.S. champion.
Yep.
That's the heat right there. They'll need to change the belt. He's Russian. He's talking trash. He has a hockey mask on his arm. Well, he's Russian. They can't stand him right now. They're not going to change the belt. It wouldn't make any fucking sense.
Well, he's not Russian. She's Russian.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right, right. But you know what I mean. Russian Federation is all the same thing.
Supposedly storyline.
Exactly.
Well, actually, in real life, Lana had spent most of her life in Russia. But she was born here in America. It's
what
true.
What does that have to do with the conversation?
But, you know, they were saying all about Rusev ain't Russian, but she is, you know. At least she lived
in Russia. I'll say it again. What does that have to do with the conversation? She's a hot piece of ass. That's about it. What does that have to do with the conversation?
And everybody loves Lana, you know.
Everybody loves Lana? No.
You don't like Lana, William?
She's okay. She's alright. But she's not all that. By no means. I mean, I don't know about you. Why do you like her, Swat?
Because she comes out with this incredible presence. And also, she...
I should hang up on you right now.
What?
Incredible presence? Really?
I mean, she's so full of herself.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to move on. Jim Ross is doing play-by-play for Global Force Wrestling. You guys want to pay attention now that he's doing play-by-play?
Yep.
Golden Tony's not here, so who's the best one?
It will be him.
There you go.
It will exactly be him.
There you go. Now, if Gordon Sully was still alive, that'd be a different story. If him and Gordon Sully were doing it, oh, there'd be no question. But since it's just him, I still do it.
Right.
He's number two on the list.
Yeah.
Gordon's number one. Jim Ross number two. Yeah.
I have faith in Jeff Jarrett with his company. I think I'm going to really invest whenever he gets on television that he's going to run the company right, especially if he has Jim Ross as his main, right, you know, commentator.
No, Jim Ross is just doing this one show.
It's one show.
He's just doing this one.
Right.
And he's not doing it for, he's not going back to the announcing. He's just doing this one show.
Yep.
Because he told Jeff Jarrett, I was on this podcast, he said, I'll do just one show only. I'm not going back to full time doing this because I'm having fun doing my podcast and being at home in Oklahoma.
Right.
That's it.
I got to get on Tony C's. Also, he was close to me last week, didn't call me, ain't write, ain't page me, nothing. I'm upset with Tony C. I'm upset. I'm mad. He was in Atlanta. I could have met him. But, no, I get nothing. No call, no write, no nothing. So, I'm mad at Tony
C. That is true. Even though I tried to call in last week, I couldn't. And I called, but she was on. We were on Phil's side. I didn't have the number to call in on Phil, but I would have called in last week.
Right.
And I'm trying, like, what the hell? I didn't hear Tony C. I heard download. I didn't hear Tony C. once.
Right.
Unless Hollywood had something to do.
Could have. He could have. Rey Mysterio.
Or the wife has banned him. From playing with the boys.
Maybe got a honeydew list. Maybe. Who we got here? Calling the 956. Speak up. How if you hear me?
Hey, William. What's up? This is David Locomero.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? I was having trouble calling in. I don't know what's going on.
I got you, man. I saw you being caught up earlier. I got you now.
Yeah. I thought it was my cousin Henry messing with the settings or something. He does that.
How you been doing, man?
Doing good, man. So what's going on? What are you guys talking about? Have I mentioned Stephen McMahon yet?
Just going around the world of wrestling. What's your view on wrestling right now, man?
Me? Man. I was going to mention what Stephen McMahon said. There's no politics in WWE. That made me laugh. I'm still laughing. I've been laughing all week about that. Because, you know, that's pretty much, you know, a bunch of bull. Because I mentioned that because, you know, wrestling right now is not getting the push. They're not getting proper, you know. The writing's not, the storytelling's not right. And the wrestlers are suffering from that. And some of them because they don't like them. And some of them because, you know, they're just not very talented writers there right now, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the thing when Stephanie said that? Were you laughing?
I was laughing, man.
I got a kick out of that one.
Yeah, it was funny. It was too funny.
Did you watch it live? Or did you, when she said that? I was just like, whoa.
Like I say, that's why I think Team Authority is just going to beat Team Cena. I don't think Team Cena has a shot. Surfer says Cena's going to win. Team Cena's going to win. So we'll see.
Yeah, I know, right? That's kind of like, you know. I'm not expecting Team Cena to win, though. I don't think anybody is.
No. No way.
I mean, maybe to WrestleMania, maybe. But
that's more of a WrestleMania moment.
Right? Yeah, man. That Stephanie McMahon, that was hilarious. That was probably the funniest thing I've heard in a long time on wrestling. On Raw, I should say.
What did you guys think about the ECW footage afterwards? On Raw this week. Anybody see
that? Is it only me?
Yeah, what did you guys think about the ECW footage? Anybody can chime in.
See, one thing about ECW to me, you know, it's my home. It's where I'm from.
Uh-oh.
But when the WWE got all the footage and all the videos and everything, they went ahead and they decided to edit things out. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they got their grimy hands all over everything that's ECW. And I watched the Rise and Fall of ECW DVD, and they did a lot of editing on the DVD that should have never been edited out. And because of that, I said I am not going to watch another ECW video from this company because they need to put out it raw like it's supposed to be, and they don't want to do that. So
you want to buy it. They want people to buy that merchandise. Of course, they're going to edit some of it out because you know that they never know who's going to buy it. Now, if they put it on the network and edit it out, then we got a problem. On the network, it should just go the way it is. I agree with you on that one, Slice. But if they're going to put them out, if they're going to put it out on like DVD and stuff. Because, like you said, I've got the Rise of All ECW on DVD myself, and the way they bastardize it on the network, I can understand why.
Right.
Just for that one, I can understand why. But with that, like I said, they got these kids watching it going back and forth. They still don't want to give them that gore just yet. They got to grow into it. Just like when they do it with the Attitude Era, they don't want to go full blown like when Sable came out with the black hands all over her titties and all that crap. They're not trying to do that just yet. They're going to ease people into it. That's why they did it. And plus, with the way the network is going right now, you actually think if they put the uncut stuff on the Rise and Fall ECW on there, and they got a lot of people watching, do you actually think they renew their subscriptions if they saw that? Just bam, right there.
Interesting.
It's called money, and they're trying to make generate money, like you said, with the network, because subscriptions have gone down a little bit. Yep. So let me rephrase, a lot
A lot.
And they're trying to get that money back. They're trying to revamp that money. So they're going to try anything they can do to get that money to generate again. And me personally, I think it was stupid for them to go public because they have no choice to do what their shareholders want them to do.
Right.
If Vince takes it back and keeps it to himself, he got carte blanche to do what the hell he wants.
Yeah. That's a serious carte blanche to do what he wants. Too.
But until he does that, we're going to get the shit we're getting right now.
Yeah, the Make-A-Wish and the breast cancer stuff, they can't do too much. Yeah, they got to watch themselves now. All that.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Is this who I think it is? Tony C, what's up, man?
What's going on, my man?
Chillin', man.
There he goes. Hollywood. What's up?
Recording the show.
What's up, fellas? What's up? What's up, Big Tone?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Tony C, I
got
you.
Got Surfer on the line?
Yeah, Surfer is here.
Oh, Surfer. Pissed off, so.
Pissed off.
Yeah, I am. Florida State won.
Oh, they did? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Florida State won. Mississippi State lost. So yes, we know sir. Florida State's going to be number one next week in the power rankings. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm pissing everybody off, so.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though. I'm going to tell you one thing. The FSU defense don't come out.
Or ain't a punk.
Man.
Ain't a punk.
You can't depend on Wilson, Jameis Winston, to only do but so much. Defense got to come up.
Miami offensive coordinator need to be fired anyway, so.
I know, I saw that.
Take the play off garbage like that. What the hell? In the second half, man, what the world?
What the fuck?
You had them off balance, then you start running the ball, getting predictable, man.
Right.
I don't know how these coaches get paid all this money, man.
All that money.
I call better players on Tecmo Bowl. Yeah.
NFL Blitz.
No, he didn't. He must have NFL Blitz.
Blitz, too. I mean, whatever you want to throw out there, man. Anything.
Man, yeah.
Anything you want to put out.
You score 3 points in the second half. What the hell? You need to get fired.
Yeah, Tony C. No love.
Yeah.
No love for electronic football.
Well, 10-yard fight. Whatever you want to call whatever. Electronic football.
Oh, my goodness. Let me ask you a question, Tony C.
It has X's and O's in it.
Tony C, let me ask you a question, Tony C.
Yes, the great Khali should have been fired a long time ago.
Of course.
Yeah,
he got fired. He got fired because John Cena ain't put him over. Yeah, I'm saying it. I'm coming out blazing tonight.
He's trying to start.
I'm going to find that pay-per-view right now.
I'm just surprised he lasted that long. He was never any good.
Yeah, you know, he was an attraction, but Cena could have put the man over once. Any of those, like, what do they call attraction people? Cena ain't never put them over. Great Khali, Umanga. Remember that? Umanga? Umanga ran through everybody.
Oh, God.
Not to him. Man, he beat the man in last man. Standing match.
Yeah.
This guy was killing everybody.
Let me ask you.
If I said it, he should have put him over. That's why Great Khali ain't got no job.
Great Khali don't got no job. You got to let go?
Yeah. He got released. Mm-hmm.
He'll be better. The Undertaker put him over.
That's now what that tell you, Swags. Taker put him over.
When it got reported he got let go?
Thursday.
Like Thursday.
Yep.
Morning. That's what happened when you never win a WWE title. You get let go.
He did win the WWE title.
No, he was the World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, it's the same thing.
No. He never got seen.
Look him back now, so it's the same.
That spinner belt only went to about five people.
Yep.
He wasn't one of them.
Tony C.
What's up?
Me and you. We have issues, sir. We have issues.
About what?
You were 2 hours away from me. 2 hours. last week, and I'm hurt. You didn't call me.
Oh man, I was on a mission. My bad, Will. I was in and out. That was no, you know, vacation or anything. I did some trucker driving, man. I shot up to Tennessee, stayed one night, and drove all the way back like I was a Greyhound bus driver, you know, fighting, you know, the Sandman and everything. I apologize. Next time I'm up that way on a luxury, you know, trip, on a getaway, let's say that, I'll make sure I holler at you. You know that?
2 hours.
My apologies, bro. Please forgive me. Please forgive me.
No problem, man.
I don't make practice of going nobody around nobody's area and not hollering at them too tough.
Yeah. It's all good.
Why you getting on me, man? It's surfer fault. Why are we talking about Great Khali getting fired? What the hell?
How's it my fault?
Because it's your boy fault. Nobody gets fired who gets the suspender belt.
Right.
Look at the record book.
Back. Don't worry.
That's what? What they need him for?
They don't need him now. He'll be back.
Yeah.
For what?
When they want him, they'll bring him back. That's all.
But what I'm used to ask my question, why would they want to bring him back?
Yeah, why they want him back?
Attraction, that's why.
Let me tell you, Tony C.
Can't never come back, he can't come back.
He'll
bring Kurgan back from the oddities. They're on the same damn level.
He said Kurgan. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right, I said Kurgan. And Vladimir Kozlov, neither. He ain't been back since they fired him.
He shouldn't have been blanking.
Oh my goodness.
Damn. Vladimir got Cena too. That's what we're going to call it from now on. I'm coining the phrase right now. Document it. Cena. Get Cena. Damn it.
You get taking mad. Raiders' place tonight, man?
No, I ain't taking Raiders' place.
Yes, you are.
Keeping it real. What else you got for me, Will? What else you got?
Tony C, I got to tell you.
Did you talk about Cena?
I gotta tell you something else that Surfer said.
That's why Jericho dissed him on the podcast.
That's nice.
Surfer told me. He told Surfer told everybody. Team Cena is gonna beat Team Authority.
Oh, we know that. Hell, Cena gonna pull a Hulk Hogan and Macho Man from '88, and him and Ziggler gonna be the last two. They're gonna beat all five of them at one time.
Five on one.
A Team Authority, and I don't think Rusev is gonna get pinned or get some.
Rusev gonna get chased off to the back.
Yeah, he's gonna get distracted by Sheamus or something. Yeah. Never took a turn.
Roman Reigns. Huh?
If you can't see the Authority gonna lose this match, that's rageism. That's
a
mark.
I can't see it though, man. I can't see it.
If you think the Authority gonna win this match, I got some oceanfront property to sell you in Egypt.
I'm gonna tell you why I can't see
it.
I'm gonna tell you why I can't see it.
There is oceanfront property in Egypt. I've been there, and no Team Authority is gonna win this because they're not. The storyline is not gonna let it happen right now.
Right.
Well, hell, since Big Tone says oceanfront property, well, damn it, in Arizona. I got some oceanfront property still in Arizona. Find something there. Damn it. You can't. So,
oh, my God.
They ain't winning. Triple H can come out of retirement like Jordan and try to save him, and it still ain't going to happen. The Authority will be no more as of, about 11 o'clock.
Let me ask you a question.
On November 23rd.
Tony C., Team Authority loses.
What happened?
Who's going to take over Raw?
Vince. You see, Vince got a new comb over, man. He got a new power walk. It's Vince time.
Oh, my God.
Been away for too long.
Oh, my God.
Vince like Freddy Krueger. Vince like Freddy Krueger. He died. You can't kill him. Vince figured out a new way to kill him. Then he come back.
That's true. You can't kill him.
That's true. It was good to see you back.
He's been away from his children for far too long.
It was good to see him back when he came back that night, that week. It was good to see him back.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, 12:13 in the a.m. I also want to talk about what Stevie Ray brought up on Facebook as a topic. He wanted to cover black wrestlers, past and present, in their wrestling mindset. And the guy who comes to my mind, and he pissed me off.
Shelton Benjamin.
No, not Shelton Benjamin.
Brick House Brown.
He's a disappointment, though. But Butch Reed.
What the hell are you picking on Butch Reed for?
I'm going to tell you why. That man had more talent than almost anybody. And, like, he underachieved.
What do you mean? He's part of one of the most dominant tag teams in the late 80s, early 90s, man.
Okay.
Go ask the Steiner brothers about
it. I'm not saying that.
They tell you.
I'm giving them doom.
But you're talking about a singles wrestler.
Right. But as a single, singles wrestler.
I always thought it was ridiculous they had him come up with blonde hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he was an affiliate member of the Horsemen. You know?
Affiliate.
So, he's an affiliate. He wasn't fully a member, you know, but he knew some people who knew some people that was
there. Of course, we never allowed no blacks.
Yeah, but they allowed Canadians, racist bastards, Chris and Walter Horse. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
But he was just.
Butch Reed wasn't good enough.
But he just drove me crazy. Because.
As a singles wrestler.
Right. I give him doom. I give him that. He was brilliant in doom. He had help, but I give him doom. But as a singles, he's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Well, it depends on which era you talk about. When he was in WCCW or Mid-South, or when he went to WWF?
WWF?
Yeah. Of course, he was garbage there.
Yeah,
garbage. Well, they buried him there.
He had pretty cool shades.
Damn.
Yeah, and the blonde hair. Yeah.
Damn. That's all you remember. The shades.
Yeah, he had pretty cool shades and like the dyed hair.
I can't comment on that. I don't even look at Butch Reed outside of the
right.
I just see me personally. I'll compartmentalize wrestlers because if you get into them as other gimmicks, that's right. When they kind of sell their careers. So,
right.
I mean, it's all power to you if you want to. You know, look at Butch Reed like that. I remember him with mask on.
Manager?
Huh?
Wasn't Slick his manager?
At one point, yeah.
Yeah.
In WWE, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Even with Slick, he couldn't do nothing.
The Doctor of Style.
Yep. And Slick was one of the best managers ever. And he still
Slick never managed. A world
show. Say that again.
He was one of the best managers ever.
You were.
As a brother? Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. As a brother, yeah.
They could have let him
go. I think Gary Hart was a little better, but yeah, I'll give you that. He's in the top 10.
Yeah. Number 9, number 8, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And just to let you guys know, if y'all ever want a good laugh, go on YouTube and watch Twin Towers with Slick on Arsenio Hall.
I saw that last night.
I laughed my ass off.
I definitely checked that out, yeah.
With Free November on the WWE Network, you guys been paying more attention to it?
I mean, I want to go back and watch the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm thinking they need to cover. They need to show more of the WCW, more indie stuff than their own.
I think they should put on some ROH up there. That's what I think they need to do. That's me personally.
Really?
I think they put some ROH, some New Japan. They can talk to them if they can get some of their footage. Yeah, I think they'd fill with a lot of more people if they did that.
Yeah.
Do they own that footage?
Mm-hmm.
They do?
I just want to see more WCW.
Don't they have AWA footage too? Why don't they show that?
They got that too. That's a good point. That's a good
man,
point.
Man, they own so many libraries.
Yeah.
Where's the Utah? Yeah. Where's the original Florida?
How long?
They got it.
How long did UWF last?
They played it before.
How long did UWF last?
What? Two, three years? What, 4 years?
Okay. I know Dr. Dev Stevens, when Williams was the man.
Yeah, and that's when USWA bought him out.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Lawler then bought him out.
Yep.
No, UWF got bought out by the NWA.
Hold up. I don't remember that. I can let that up.
Yeah, that's no. Yeah, he's right. Yeah, he's right. He's right.
That's how Sting got
to UWF. Yeah, Crockett did beat him. Yeah, Crockett did get him up. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I knew the lineage was something like that.
Right.
See, one thing I'm surprised is that the NWA is still in business, and yet the WWE holds all rights to their catalogs and stuff.
The NWA wasn't a federation; it was a governing body.
Right. They're still around today.
Yeah, and Vince bought all the territories that was under the NWA banner. Mm-hmm. That's why when WCW, they called it the NWA back then, because they were under that banner, Vince got all the libraries.
And it's still around today. Some territories,
yeah, it is.
Some territories are better than others, but it's still around today.
Yeah.
NWA here in Georgia is okay, but it's blasting down in Texas.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's blasting in Texas, man.
Yeah.
They did that little...
NWA Hollywood out this way is pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I don't know if you remember, Big Tone, you guys had a wrestler back in the day, I think 4 or 5 years ago, who wrestled for NWA Hollywood. Adam Pearce was one. Scott Lost was the other.
Yeah.
You remember Scott Lost?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen a couple of his matches. The boy's good.
Yeah.
He ain't a punk.
Mm-mm. Not by far.
Well, actually, when Dean Ambrose was in CZW, he was up in L.A., too.
Okay.
Well, actually, he was up in Frisco. They used to do all that up and down the West Coast, except come all the way down this way.
Wow.
But, yeah, they ain't a punk. And the Hollywood ain't a punk.
Yeah. You guys pay much attention to NXT? I've been watching it more now.
Okay.
You guys been paying any attention to it?
Very little.
Not really.
I think the NXT Divas are the best women's division right now.
Yeah, I'll give you that, yeah.
Yeah, I agree there.
Because, with Charlotte and all the other Divas on that roster, they
work
their ass off. And I love the way how they run that division.
I'm going to tell you, I'm shocked that Charlotte has gotten as good as she has. She used to suck.
Who?
She's gotten better.
What did you think was going to happen? Her daddy is Ric Flair. Come on, now.
Yeah, daddy is Ric Flair. Yeah.
But
the thing is, no, you know who I think she should go? I want her to go against Tuss Blanchard. I want her and Tully Blanchard's daughter to go at it. I would love to see that one.
Yeah. She's getting better. She's getting better by the day. She's done a lot of
Who's Tully Blanchard's daughter?
Tess Blanchard.
Tess?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she can get out. Yes. She's got the slingshot precious like her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So all we gotta do now is get a couple Anderson women, you can have a female horseman.
What is she in Shimmer?
No. She wrestles in the Carolinas.
Yep.
But I saw some of her matches on YouTube. Very good, very good.
Yeah, so that's what I'm
all they gotta do is find one of Ole Anderson's illegitimate black daughters.
No, he didn't bring up Ole.
Yeah, he did. Damn. No. I just mentioned NXT for a second. Sami Zayn. Bring him up or give him the NXT title. I don't know what they're doing.
Good. I like that guy.
I don't know what they're doing with him.
They took it off Adrian Neville?
I think Neville still has it. But they need to do something with Zayn. He's good.
They need to do something.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to send him up. They're going to bring him up.
You're going to have to. Bring him up or give him the title. He's very good. And I'm with you there, Beto, on Tess Blanchard. Very good. Very good. My only issue with her.
She can go.
My only issue with her, she looks too much like a damn daddy.
See, that's the only problem. But she can go.
Yep.
She's got she's getting the technical skills like her daddy, and I guess he's been training her. Mm-hmm. She's, like I said, she's got that slingshot press. She knows what she knows what to do with it.
Oh yeah.
That's part of her promos too. She brings up the Horsemen and how Magnum TA, I think, was her goddaddy.
Yeah,
godfather. Or something
godfather.
Like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she brings it up in her promos, so I thought that was kind of interesting. Let me head over to Surfer real quick. Surfer, what you got coming up tomorrow?
We'll probably be getting some TV talk. We'll go over the news of the week as far as the movie news and comic book news.
Sounds good.
It'll be worth listening to.
Right.
Wait for
hello
people to call in, but
I'll try to call in.
He's waiting for
Cena
to call in.
Tomorrow, sir.
He's calling in for Cena to call in. He's waiting for Cena to call in.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He'll faint if that call doesn't take place.
Yeah, okay. See, I'm not Cena Mark, okay? Hey, I need to scrub that right now.
Hey, fellas.
What's up?
Yeah, can I be serious for a minute?
Go ahead.
Is it me, or are we having a logical conversation and nobody's getting upset?
Yep.
Is that first on the show?
I don't know.
I thought it was just me, because usually somebody was going at it, but this tonight was just, it's just cool, it's nice and smooth.
Standing or sitting at your job, you need support.
Oh, hello.
Futuro graduated compression.
Hello.
Okay. It was going smooth, right?
There we go. Until that happened.
My bad.
No problem. But you brought up the other dude, Shelton Benjamin. I don't know if he's a disappointment.
Yeah.
A disappointment? I don't know.
I wouldn't call him a disappointment because he didn't want the spotlight. He just wanted to do work. He didn't want the spotlight.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just said it. He didn't want the spotlight. He just wanted to work.
He was like another Kofi Kingston.
No. Don't you ever put him in the same category.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You can't put him with Kofi Kingston?
No.
You know, a solid mid-carder?
No. Because Shelton could have been more. He could have been a lot more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shelton could have had the world title if he really wanted it.
Yep.
But he didn't want to be Randy Orton. He didn't want to do it.
Nope.
He could have been a Randy Orton, I think. Yeah.
Will, did you read the report about the Royal Rumble?
No.
About how they're going to have the Shield. They're talking about having the Shield be the final three in.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, hell.
What the hell?
I just wanted to throw that out there.
What the hell?
To the panel.
The final three.
Excuse me. The Shield.
With the core.
The Wyatt family. You need the Wyatt family in there.
Oh, they'll be in there, but.
You'll be the first one eliminated. Yeah.
The final three. It's a Shield. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
And I caution again.
With Reigns going over.
Yep.
Reigns going to win here.
Reigns, I still think they should wait for Roman Reigns to go over. I still don't think he's ready.
I still think you need to put a mid-card belt on him before you do anything else.
I do.
That would be the build.
Yeah, has he held a title? He hasn't, right?
Nope. Not since the tag title. Not since the tag title.
Yeah, he won the tag title.
Mm-hmm. Even when they were tag team champions, they weren't defending it all that much. I mean, they were still doing the Shield
stuff. They were the authority's henchmen, of course.
Yeah.
They didn't have a chance to defend it. If you put the IC title on Roman Reigns right now and build him up, or like I was saying earlier, put the U.S. title as the number one contendership for the world title?
Right.
Perfect. Perfect.
But I don't know if they're going to do that with Reigns. They might just say, give him the world title.
That's stupid.
Yeah. See, shit that makes sense. WB don't want nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
That's what I'm saying. What's going to happen, like, if Roman Reigns comes back and he takes a lot of the spotlight off of, like, Dean Ambrose and Cena a little bit, and then, you know, Daniel Bryan's going to have to come back sooner or later. How is everybody going to be fitting in when all these top guys want that push?
Here you go.
I'm gonna ask a dumb question. Now, why do you think Dean Ambrose is where he is right now?
Oh, Roman Reigns and D-Bra are not there.
Yeah, they're not there. Yeah.
Thank you. Now,
that's the only reason.
If somebody had to go up, exactly. Now he knew his spot. He knows his role. When Roman comes back, he knows he's going to hit the back burner, so he better get his now.
Yep.
Because when D-Bry and Roman comes back, all hell's going to break loose. I can't stand Daniel Bryan, but I got to give him his props. He comes back, all hell's going to break loose.
Maybe it's just
me. He's going to
give until Brock Lesnar leaves. You better hold Brock Lesnar leave.
Really?
You don't want no problem.
No, but everybody wants that match, though. Everybody wants that that Brian Lesnar match. They want that match.
Everybody wants that,
We got new caller.
If he drops Cena on his neck 16 times, Daniel Bryan got Tombstone and ain't real for sex. Okay. Y'all want him?
I know that.
Call it.
So people are entertaining, though, man.
Caller to 862. Speak up. Holler if you hear me.
What you slap nuts thought I wasn't going to call?
Oh, God.
Uh-oh, there goes the fire.
You slap nuts thought I wasn't going to call tonight?
Don't you hate when somebody learn a new word and just start?
Are you out of your mind?
I
must be out of your mind.
Before you call somebody a slap nuts, why don't you get your nuts slapped?
Thanks.
Rage, what's up, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. Can't complain.
Before we go any further, tell us, what are you doing on a new job?
So, I work at AMC Theaters.
So you like Uncle Ruckus on that episode of the Bulldogs?
Yes, I'm one of the fans too. I like how you're laughing at somebody's like.
Oh God.
I like how you're laughing at
popcorn guy.
I like how y'all find a black man getting a job that's funny to y'all.
It's folks like y'all.
Y'all the reasons why we can't progress in society. Y'all the reasons why black men can't progress.
Go watch that episode.
You ain't been black since you came out your mama's scratch. So let me go with that bullshit.
Anthony, ain't nobody talking to you.
I'm going to buy the biggest bucket of pie.
I ain't talking to you.
And I'm going to spill that shit on purpose. Just so I can clean it up. All right.
Okay, Uncle Ruckus.
Real quick.
Dude, I wish you were doing. I was spitting your puppy.
I'm just going to sit back and...
he said, Robert, I've been working with all day.
Like
man, first of all, they don't trust you to fill up the popcorn. You know you're in the back.
Actually, no, I'm working at the box office.
Oh, my God.
You're in the box office?
He's a ticket taker.
I'm at the front, I'm at the front of the theater.
He's a ticket taker.
No, I'm at the box office. I do transactions.
You ticket
taker
can't
count,
huh?
Did he just say, what did you say, Rage? You take,
I take care of transactions?
I don't know anybody in their right mind would trust you with the money.
I'm really glad y'all found a black man getting a job. I'm so glad this is funny.
We're not laughing about getting a job. We're laughing at you getting a job. Anthony, nobody's talking to you, okay?
Let me tell you something, Rage. Nobody would be giving you
this shit. This is a staff conversation.
You come in talking shit, calling people slap nuts. See, you don't expect us to dig into your shit.
Exactly.
See, if you just said, how you doing, fellas? You know, I'm working now.
Yeah, but that's not what Rage does.
So that's what
you got. Rage is anti-establishment. Rage is hardcore.
That's why Rage got to eat shit and die.
Rage is diarrhea.
That's why.
Rage is anti-establishment. Rage is hardcore. Rage does what Rage wants. That's what Rage does.
Why is it the last? We do what we want.
So that's why we call you Uncle Ruckus, working the ticket with.
Every piece of kernel at your head.
Why is the last 30 minutes of this show just so hilarious?
I've been working it. Robert, when you get here, I've been working the ticket window all day. Hey, buy a ticket.
Some don't come correct. They think that's cute, and it's not.
Oh, my goodness.
I bought my tickets on the internet.
Yeah, everybody knows, and that's why we give you shit for it.
All right. Let me jump back on the topic real quick. I want to bring up one more person. One more person. And Double A can't stand this guy. Our truth.
The crackhead.
See, there you go.
Nobody can't stand our truth. I can't stand the sight of our truth anymore.
We all know where
our truth's career took a nosedive at.
Where was it?
Capital Punishment.
I had so much respect for Ron Killen.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, his career took a nosedive after Capital Punishment.
He ain't never been the same since.
How about this? Can R2 get his rematch for the title? Because, you know, usually the people that
leave... You get a rematch if you've never been champion.
Usually the challengers get a rematch.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, you do not.
Triple H got one.
That's Triple H.
You don't get a race. Triple H has pull. Right? His storyline gives it...
I don't care if he got...
He can manipulate the system, okay?
Yep.
I don't care if he got pulls. I don't.
I want to ask this question real quick. I'm asking the William and Rage.
Yes, he had more than one shot, yes, but you don't get a rematch just because you get one title shot and you lose. You don't get a rematch.
Right.
Okay. Based on
whatever. Did y'all think R-Truth is going to beat John Cena that night?
No. What? No. No.
So what do you need? Then what you mad for?
I was hoping.
I'm mad because
it wasn't because it was John Cena.
The fact that he can get
R-Truth losing had more to do with the fact that he was black than it had to do with going up against John Cena.
But he's sitting here saying that
really?
Triple H got pulled. He's sitting here saying that Triple H got pulled.
You want to go there tonight, sir? Really? Cena didn't bear more people than the Undertaker. Literally.
He buried more people than The Rock and Triple H and Hogan. Come on.
Hogan, are you there?
Let me ask you guys a question. No. Let me ask you guys a question though.
Yes, William.
Do you think
don't go there.
Do you think
I told you.
Do you think Cena does what he does intentionally?
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's a company man.
He knows what he's doing.
It's not all on him, but right. he, when they ask him to bear, like, lose, not let somebody win, he don't be like, no, I think we should let him win. Other than Daniel Bryant, that's the only person.
Damian sent out.
So, what about Brock Lesnar?
He had a choice.
Oh, he didn't have a choice because of who?
Brock Lesnar would beat him up in real life.
That wasn't no facade. That was a real.
Tony C, man, you need to stop marking out, okay?
He was shoot.
I know you, yo, it takes one mark to know another mark. What do you call it?
Thank
you. Mark.
Thank you.
Mark. Range. Your middle name and first name is Mark.
But you sitting here calling other people Marks. What didn't we already talk about this for all Marks? So stop.
I'm not a Mark. I don't say
yes, you are. I don't.
Yes,
you are. We are all Marks. So are you.
Names are Mark. Against Brock Lesnar because Brock Lesnar can beat him up in real life.
Yeah, he did beat him up in real life.
Let me ask you a question now. This is what I brought up. This is what I bring up the lead.
Week after week.
Let me ask you guys a question. And this is what I brought up with Lee. When Brock Lesnar broke the streak. Don't you think Brock Lesnar is accomplished enough to get a legitimate win against John Cena?
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Them suplexes were legit. I don't care what nobody say.
Yes.
Yeah, they were.
So, by virtue of that.
Yeah, those suplexes, he was trying to drive him to the mat, period. He was trying to build how he's built.
He was trying to cripple John Cena. He was trying to put Cena in a wheelchair.
Let me play devil's advocate. Can Randy Orton take that punishment?
Yeah.
He ain't built like
that.
His neck ain't... Man, okay. Y'all see Randy Orton talk on the neck. But y'all see John Cena neck.
Yup.
No homo, but... Okay.
It's
all
on that one.
Oh, man.
Randy Orton ain't like that.
Randy Orton ain't ready for all that. He's not ready to take it in something like that.
Well, Randy Orton is very flexible. He could handle all kind of like power.
Okay, now Swag, you honestly think he can take that like that bad of a beating from Brock Lesnar? You really think so?
Randy Orton has faced big guys in his career.
Randy Orton may be
dropped on the neck 16 times.
Randy Orton may be flexible, but he's not. Randy Orton may be flexible, but he's not as big as Cena. He's not as big as him.
Not built like him.
Yeah, but he's a better wrestler.
Not built like him.
Put it to you like this. Cena got a stack of quarters, a roll of quarters as a neck. Randy Orton got a stack of dimes.
He is a...
That's different.
That's a good comparison.
Good analogy. Good analogy. Yeah. He is a better wrestler. I give him that. Randy Orton is a better wrestler.
Yeah, when you asked, did he take that punishment?
No. I don't think so either.
It's only a few people in that company that can take that punishment. The first match.
Right.
The SummerSlam match.
Right.
CM Punk took it, didn't he?
16. He dropped CM Punk on his neck 16 times.
It's over. That's retirement.
Yep.
That's in the chat room for you.
Yeah.
In the Skype chat room?
Yeah.
Okay. He said he got something for us.
I know I should ask, but I'm just wondering.
Work outfit.
I'm wondering if what's his face is in there.
Oh,
I don't know.
Raised his jackass.
Yeah, is he in there?
No.
Nah, he ain't looking for.
Oh, is he? Is he not? Okay.
That's the show on the job.
Something's wrong with the feed. Maybe
he finally realizes who the hell I am.
Who the hell you are?
Yeah, the newest member of the New Day.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Click bomb. That wasn't even fun.
Yeah, he... Brock will have to carry Roman Reigns in that match at WrestleMania.
I still think... Did they have the promo?
Biggie Langston
on SmackDown? The new
Biggie,
thing?
I know Biggie Langston won on Superstars.
Twice.
So he won?
Yep.
It would be so much better if Titus, if they had just like, if Titus was a part of this this New Day thing.
No.
Hell no.
Titus O'Neil.
No, it wouldn't.
Hell no.
It can work.
Hell no.
Yes, it would.
No.
They shouldn't even be doing this New Day. Like, they shouldn't
Why
even
not?
Be doing
You think Titus doesn't fit the mold?
Yeah, he's got the look, yeah.
But they shouldn't even be doing this New Age angle.
I know he can't talk, but he doesn't have to talk if he's in that. If he's in that group, he ain't have to talk.
He could be the muscle or something of that group. Yeah.
They shouldn't even do this New Day angle.
He could be the second muscle.
They shouldn't even do the New
Day
angle.
Please, you smoking that stuff again, boy.
Oh, so he can't be the muscle? Are you serious?
No.
Why not?
I can see that, yeah.
As tall and as built as he is, he can't be the muscle?
They would laugh at him. They would laugh at him. Who would
you know what? You just got your head up your ass. Okay. All right. Never mind.
Look, here they go.
You know what? I'm going to be nice today.
You got your head. You got your head just so far up your own ass. Okay. Let's move on.
There you go.
Can I ask a question before? Did you officially make this bastard the new co-host?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
No, good. I got you, Stevie Ray.
Oh, Stevie Ray, good. A better seat.
So was he at
better this? Person to take that seat?
He had to hang up. Someone's wrong with his computer.
Better person to take that seat, better than Anthony.
That's just wrong.
So you gave Stevie Ray Rage's spot?
That's just wrong. Yeah.
Give Anthony the other spot.
No, don't give Anthony the other spot.
Anthony has
earned his stripes.
Anthony become a co-host.
Earned his stripes.
Anthony has earned his stripes.
Bitch, yeah, I've earned more stripes than you'll ever know.
Yeah,
Big Ant Man.
Right. Anyway,
I just like to
say, y'all gonna have a 3-minute booth.
Like, thank you for allowing me to be co-host for the last a year or so. Has it been a year?
Almost.
Well, yeah, I like to thank you for that opportunity. I really much enjoy it.
What is this, a Rage concession speech?
Dude, man, we so much.
Okay, I'm talking to Will. I ain't talking to you jackass.
My popcorn is low, man. I need somebody to refill.
Yeah, make sure you got extra butter on mine.
I'll spit in both of y'all popcorn.
Yeah, I better not catch you. I better not catch you in the bag eating those curly fries either.
somebody sneaking in the camera, Ray, to get them.
Right, you know he back there. You know he back there eating them jujubes and stuff. All
right, be funny. All right,
bootlegger.
Okay.
That's a knowledge.
I've been working the ticket window all day, Robert. When did you
get
here?
No relationship with no females at the movie theater, man. That's
actually, I did. Thank you very much for asking.
Oh.
You already did?
Oh, here we go.
Workplace role, man.
Thank you very much for asking.
Restraining order against you.
Rage, can I give you some advice, Rage? Can I give you some advice?
Restraining order. Did you just say I got a restraining order at that movie theater? You want to be the last one to talk about restraining orders.
Rage, can I give you some advice?
And don't cut a hole in the popcorn box either.
Shut up.
Never, ever dip your pen in company ink. Never, ever.
Yeah, it's called shitting where you sleep.
Yep.
Never.
Never, ever.
Don't ever do it.
Don't do it.
And the popcorn trick.
It will destroy you every time.
Yep.
Yeah,
He gotta learn on his own.
He gotta learn the hard way.
She come to work.
It's hard to teach these kids.
This is why black folks can't have nothing nice because of y'all.
Don't be trying to sell Phil's line.
Does your name tag say Rage on it?
Nope. It says Marcus.
Yo, man, the Freemans are trying to sneak in. You better catch them.
For real.
Hey, Surfer, I like that link. That's him. There's no question.
That's first day on the job.
Oh. So wrong. So wrong.
I bought my things online. Everybody know coons can't work.
I got a job. Are we saying, are you sitting here making jokes? Is it bad that a black man got a job? Is that supposed to be funny to you?
I'm just, hey, we're not laughing that you have a job.
No, I'm not. I mean you, Will. I'm talking to the jackasses.
Well, ever since we taught you that phrase, you've been wearing it out.
Ow.
You trying to act
you
like
don't even know what's locked up there. You don't know nothing about Double J. Come on now. Before we get the Rudy Pooch stick and start beating his ass with it.
Then he'll start using that.
I got one more name. I got one more black wrestler name I want to put out there real quick.
Uh-huh.
And I know I'm going to take some heat for this. The Pope.
Yes, Booker T lost.
Booker shouldn't lost. Booker should not have lost.
Booker should have lost.
The way that he was going.
William is a mark for Booker T.
Booker should have won.
I
can see him losing later. But he should have won that match.
If your name won The Rock, or Kurt Angle, or Triple H, I mean, or Stone Cold, from about 99 to about 2005, if you went against Triple H, you would lose.
You would lose, yeah.
But look what happened. Booker T, Hall of Famer.
That's fine.
Come on now.
But he didn't go over the game. I'm finna really piss Surf off. Watch this. Surf, did you know The Rock never won at WrestleMania? Defended the World Wrestling Federation title?
Yeah, so what?
Freaking all oaf. That's horrible.
He lost twice to Stone Cold. He lost to...
Great one ain't that great.
John Cena.
H in the four-way.
The great one ain't that great.
No, I'm talking about when he went in as a champion. He never left with the belt.
He only went in as champion one time.
No, he went in 15, 17, and 29. All three times he lost.
Against your other boy.
Yeah, okay, yeah, he lost to Cena. That's right. Okay, so, okay.
Yeah, against your other
boy. He was 0-3.
Watch it.
Oh, you know what's seen in The Rock fight. Surfer just sit back and bask in it. Because he's on the winning side either way. They don't give a damn.
Yeah,
that's like me. If the Seahawks, and it ain't going to happen, but if the Seahawks played the Saints in the Super Bowl, I'm just basking in the glory.
Neither one of them can be in the Super Bowl.
I know.
I ain't gonna lie, when Hollywood Hogan beat Triple H for the undisputed title,
you know who's
the Hawks and the Saints are in the same conference
in December.
Say what?
You know everybody knows the Sea Chickens ain't gonna make it.
You know who's the mighty team in November and December?
Ain't gonna be the Patriots.
San Francisco.
Yeah, it is. You better watch your mouth. Watch your mouth about the great Tom Brady.
I don't know why Ray ain't talking about
it. Stop.
Roll it down here.
You ain't gonna sit there and talk bad about Tom Brady and the Patriots. Y'all better watch y'all dad.
I got a question for you. For both of you. Both of you Patriots fans. After Denver, who do y'all play?
Who's on bye
with? Nobody.
What? So
what? Never play nobody.
So
that just makes
our road to the playoffs that much easier. We don't play nobody.
So what if y'all lose to the Colts tomorrow? Because
we ain't gonna lose to the Colts.
We ain't losing no luck.
It's gonna happen.
I'm sorry.
But okay, let me ask you this.
Who was the one that thought we were gonna lose to Denver? Who said that? Who was the one that said that?
I said it.
What was that score? You're gonna beat him in January.
Have you beat him in January?
Yes.
Alright.
Drop the mic. Win. When Tebow was a quarterback.
Hey Ray, let me ask you a question. You're a Tom Brady fan, right? You're a diehard Tommy. You love sucking on Tom Brady's dick, right? Answer this question. How many rings does he have, and is he perfect in in the Super Bowl?
Oh, hell no.
How many rings does he have?
I can name one quarterback right now that's perfect in the Super Bowl and has a better winning record in the Super Bowl than Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, and three other quarterbacks one time.
You probably can.
Ben Roethlisberger's only been there twice.
Don't make a difference.
And he should have won the first one.
What? He's won two Super Bowls.
All I'm going to say
is, hold up. No, listen. That first one was a fluke because there was shenanigans in that game.
That was really shenanigans. It was Super Bowl 40? Yep.
What's his record in the Super Bowl against Eli Manning?
They're saying the Seahawks. So yeah.
You keep picking on Peyton. You won't pick on Eli.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about Eli.
I can pick on Eli.
Hey, we don't have to worry about Eli this year, though.
No. I ain't worried about Eli.
Hell right, because we're going to take care of him.
It does.
We're getting first. No, San Francisco gets him first. We're getting tomorrow. We're going to slap him on his head first, then we'll send him on his way.
I'm going to say one thing, though.
Whoa. Say what?
San Fran ain't shit.
See, you don't get me started. I gotta watch my mouth. Because my friend is right here, I gotta watch my mouth.
What happened to the guy that led the 49ers to the Super Bowl in his first year?
Before you say we don't play nobody, we gotta play Green Bay and San Diego before the season's out. So don't say they win.
And Detroit.
You know what the 49ers are? They're chokers.
I guarantee you this. I guarantee you San Francisco will be there before New England will. San Francisco will win all their playoff games
and you really think so?
New England will lose to either one or two teams. One, they'll either lose to Denver in Denver again, or they'll lose to the Colts when they play the Colts.
Lose to Denver, and we got the home field advantage over them, so we're not... It's not going to be in Denver.
Don't make a difference. They're going Foxborough and beat them. They've done it before.
I'll tell you another team that can do it. The Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens come back always.
They got the Patriot number two.
Baltimore?
Yeah, that's true.
Ravens, they need Ravens.
Cleveland's going to beat them. Cleveland's going to beat them.
No, you didn't. Just say Cleveland. Or if they lose to Cleveland. Cleveland. That would be the
boy, nobody.
They would need to shut down football.
The underdogs, man. Cleveland.
Everybody's Eagles out. Wait till they win.
6-3, man. 6-3, though. Come on.
I ain't hating on them.
You can't hate on them. Swags, calm down. Y'all got butt fumble as y'all quarterback. Calm down.
Oh, man.
And y'all got to go to Lambo tomorrow. Calm down.
Y'all going to the frozen tundra. Y'all about to get your heads kicked in.
Hey, who caused the butt fumble?
Patriots.
The center.
No, that's a tough rule.
They got a butt phone too.
Who calls the famous butt phone?
Yeah, they got butt phone blood at their quarterback.
Yep.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question, though. Since we're talking about Mark Sanchez.
Franchise tag.
Is that going to be his legacy?
Yes.
Butt phone.
Exactly.
Yep. Pretty much.
That is
going to fall. He's one of them. If he gets Philadelphia to the playoffs this year, and they go deep in the playoffs, I think that butt fumble is going to go away.
Yes.
Sanchez has to win the Super Bowl for him to get rid of that butt fumble.
Yeah, because he's been to the.
Yeah, he's got to win it all.
Win the Super Bowl.
He's won two AFC championships. I mean, he's won two AFC title games. Your point is one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been to two AFC title games before the butt fumble. The same season he had the butt fumble, he went to the AFC championship game.
He needs to win the Super Bowl.
That ain't gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
That's not gonna happen.
That butt fumble.
That's not gonna happen.
But if Mark Sanchez, if he has to win the Super Bowl, he will win the Super Bowl.
No, he's not.
Because he has the best 1-2 punch running backs in the league.
And they don't even use them.
You're better, I'm laugh off. Now. You're better off with Nick Foles as quarterback.
I'm going to laugh at that.
Oh, you, nah, I know you stupid now.
We got Foles and McCoy that nobody can stop.
Swax, can I ask you a question?
Mark Sanchez is better than that.
No.
Are you serious?
Swax, let me ask you a question, Swax.
Yeah. Yeah, I need a Tony Rumble.
You got LeSean McCoy. You got Darren Sproles.
Shady.
27 yards against the Panthers. 27 yards.
That's
against
it.
The Carolina Panthers.
You know, Shady lost weight, and people think that's a mistake. He shouldn't have lost that weight.
No, he should
27
start.
Yards in one game. The whole game.
Whole game.
Come on now.
Home game. If you don't fix that, y'all ain't winning
You're
nothing.
Done.
You ain't winning nothing.
Shady McCoy.
Hey, y'all got to play us on Thanksgiving Day, too.
Ooh. Yep.
Ain't nobody, worried about that bad back.
DeMarco Murray.
I can't front on Tony Romo. He got two broken bones in his back, but he busted some ass on Sunday.
DeMarco Murray
in London. Man. I can't
DeMarco
front on
Murray. DeMarco Murray.
Wait till January. Wait till December.
DeMarco Murray.
Trying to have the division sold up, man.
I'm
out. Worried about
you gone, man?
Yep, I got somebody to talk to.
All right, man. Do your thing. Appreciate you, surfer.
Thank God.
Late night conversation. That's what I'm talking about.
Rage. Don't put too much ice in the soda, okay?
All right, surfer. Appreciate you, man.
All right, surfer. See you tomorrow, man.
Take care, man. Oh, my goodness. That's my man, surfer. John Cena apologist. John.
Yes, that's his nickname. Yes.
John Cena apologist.
On this network.
John Cena apologist.
Block Mark.
Certified Cena apologist.
And
no matter what he do, it ain't his fault.
Yeah, Mark is the great one. That's exactly what he is. Exactly what he is.
He love the great one.
Yeah, he does.
John Cena.
Yeah, he does. I don't understand
why. They ever do a movie together. That'll make his life.
You imagine Surfer reviewing
you know
one
what?
Of his movies?
You know what else? You know what?
What?
That wouldn't be that's not a far fetched idea. I think WWE would do something like that.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
Yep.
They would definitely do a Cena Rock movie.
Oh, probably would, yeah. I don't know what's
I agree that. All right, real quick. Let's go ahead and get final thoughts from everyone before we roll out. Who wants to start? Anybody? Somebody?
I'll just say that I appreciate you having me on, and to Surfer, John Cena song! John Cena song! John Cena song! John Cena song!
Oh, real quick.
Come out.
Real quick, Tony C.
What's up?
Hey, word order.
The IWO.
I want my t-shirt.
That's always gonna be in order.
I am going.
I want my IWO t-shirt.
I am going to Cafe Press.
You order your t-shirt.
I am going to Cafe Press. And Tony C, if you can come up with an image, I'll put it on Cafe Press.
They got it.
They
did? Matt Legend already came up with it.
Okay. I'll put it on Cafe
Press.
You gotta
find it through the Facebook.
And we can sell
it. It's
that
on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks
okay.
page.
Okay, cool. All right.
All you gotta do is order it through them.
Swax, what you got, man?
My final thought is I would like to congratulate Paige for being the number one female wrestler in wrestling.
Oh, man.
Pancake is all I'm gonna say. Let's roll here. Jamie, what you got, man?
Oh, that's me, right? Yeah.
Yep.
That was my three. All right. Next. No, thanks for having me on, man. Back to basics. I like it.
Thank you, sir.
It's a great title.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Y'all can check out my show, too, tomorrow night.
All you guys are welcome to call in. It's going to be fun.
Plug it, man.
Yeah, we got Sunday nights on Blog Talk, the High Man Local Project, and we talk about, you know, pretty much anything, entertainment.
Oh, yes.
Pop culture, movies, wrestling, you know,
yes.
Sports, naked women, you know, anything.
You need to get Katy Perry back.
Yeah.
You need to get Katy Perry back. You need to get her back, man.
Yeah, we gotta get. We got a good guest next week, man. She's a good porn star, so y'all.
Whoa.
Did I just hear a porn star is going to be on your show?
Yeah, we're going to get one, man. It's going to be good. It's going to be hot.
Oh, my God.
You better wear a cup.
No. Who? Lacey DuVall? Jada Fire?
No, we actually have quite a few on. This will be like our fifth one already.
Fifth one?
They're not really famous, but, you know, they're...
Fifth one?
They're good at their job. I can tell you that.
Damn.
Yeah. Lisa Sparks.
No, it's Tiffany Baxter. I never heard of her.
Oh my God.
I've never seen her either. Have you seen her, Rage?
Her name sounds familiar. I gotta look her up.
Gonna be good. I'm gonna go local on her, so I got a lot of local for her, so she made a good show. Yeah.
Just keep Jaime away from her. You'll be all right.
You're gonna listen to Jaime. That's gonna be the highlight of the show, probably. You have to wait and see what he says, sir.
Yeah. Big Tone, what you got, man?
Fuck Goldberg. One.
Yes, sir.
man. Number two, to answer my own question, Graves, for your information, Montana has a perfect record in the Super Bowl.
Congratulations.
Yes, he does.
And he's the greatest of all time. That's one.
What?
Two. And the third and most importantly, if you actually think what you posted the other day on your Facebook page about somebody turning heel and Hogan wanting him to do something or other, like I said before, not going to make him go heel just yet, you idiotic bastard. Okay? Use your mind. Stop being a friend. Stop being a mark. And use your head.
Damn.
Uncle Ruckus. That's Uncle Ruckus, and he's a young. He's a 12-year-old child. Don't pay him no attention.
He sounds like Snorlax waking up.
Yeah, don't he? Anyway, well, one more thing. Well, appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you letting me come on your show.
Anytime.
Okay.
Anytime.
So, you know, I got you anytime. You know what we talked about the other day. I got you anytime you need it.
Thank you. Rage, what you got for me?
Big Tone and his 49ers can go eat ass and
go. Yeah, we'll still be in the Super Bowl before you guys get back to that.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Will you really?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Okay. I feel not if the big bad Seattle Seahawks got something to say about that.
Yeah, that's right.
The sea chicken? Yeah, I'll call you from the 50-yard line when we beat them up on Thanksgiving Day.
All right, I'll call you. I'll call you when we get that trophy, motherfucker. Good night.
Please.
Good night.
You guys will never get that trophy.
Good night, sir.
It ain't gonna happen.
Good.
I think Denver will get it before you do. I think Denver will get it before you do.
No.
I called Denver.
Okay. Yeah, keep on kissing that ass. Keep on kissing that Peyton Manning ass.
Why am I going to kiss Peyton Manning's ass? It's just the truth. He's better than Tom Brady, period.
He ain't better than Tom Brady. No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
One Super Bowl win. One Super Bowl and got his ass.
Montana has more than both of them, but that's a different story.
Peyton Manning
right
got
now, if you want to look at statistics,
Peyton Manning got beat 48-3. Tom Brady may have lost two straight Super Bowls, but he didn't get that. He don't get beat that bad. Tom Brady puts up a fight. Tom Brady ain't no pushover, but old Peyton Manning gets his ass beat 43-8. So he ain't the greatest to ever live. He only got one Super Bowl to his name, while the Golden Boy got three. Get it right, boy.
What?
I got your boy. I got your boy hanging low, bitch.
Get it right,
what?
Boy.
Anyway. Yeah.
What? What?
Don't ever disrespect the golden boy in my presence. Boy, show some respect where respect is damn.
What? Yeah, and it's Peyton Manning.
Wow. Good night to you, sir. Good night to you, sir.
Wow.
He actually thinks he knows something remarkable.
Wow. All right, guys.
Actually thinks he knows something.
Very, very quickly, we got some new shows to the network. Please check everything out. New shows, the originals, the Rant, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Wrestling Collin Show, Woody Reading Comic Book Show. Check out the new shows as well on the network, Rexplex, the Lex Podcast. So please check everything out. Real quick, one more thing. Anybody got a request for closing? Anybody?
Midnight Express. Yes, we're going to talk about porn music now, buddy. Yes, we're going to play the porn music.
Yeah, that's the way to my show. Do it. No, can you please? All right, never mind. Forget it. Play this porn music.
Hold on one second.
That's a good plug-in. Put it on, man.
This...
I was going to ask if you can you play like Jonathan Coachman's theme song.
No. Oh, please.
He hasn't been relevant in how long?
It's just on Val Venus. Yeah.
Thank you. That's why I said, oh, please. Jonathan Coachman, like, please. Come on.
I know, right?
I like that song. Mm. That's my theme song.
Really?
And not the rap one. Yeah. Not the rap one. I'm talking about the original Coachman theme song.
Interesting. Oh, real quick. Don't forget to check me out next week. Same time, same channel, Rant AM Radio. Guys, take care.
I love you.